This is Jay Sekulow. More on the censorship at the Air Force Academy. My guest, Congressman Randy Forbes.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And help me with this. Why, if he is wrong, aren't all of us wrong in putting in God We Trust up in our office?
So my facts come from General Johnson, so I apologize. I have not seen the paper that you're looking at. What I just explained is the way that General
Johnson... My time's out, but I hope you guys will come back to us on this, and for once, the Air Force starts standing up for these cadets and their rights instead of just constantly saying, if anybody at all opposes it, we're going to make them take these things down.
It's enormous. Fundamentalist Christianity is inextricably intertwined into the very DNA of the technologically most lethal organization ever created by humankind, which is our United States military.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
These cadets are going to be, in some cases, putting their lives on the line, protecting the country and protecting the Constitution. And that very same Constitution gives them freedom of religion and freedom of speech. I mean, this shouldn't even be an issue.
We're dealing with a radical type of religiosity. Again, not the Islamic version, but what's known as fundamentalist or dominion Christianity.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. When we are taking your calls about the censorship at the Air Force Academy. By the way, that song in the opening was from Michael Tate, actually Newsboys' song that's out. It's very popular and certainly fits the theme of this. So here's what you've got. You've got cadets at the Air Force Academy. They have a whiteboard in front of their dorm room. They're allowed to put up personal messages. A student puts up a Bible verse, he's told to take it down. If he's not, he's going to be disciplined. Mikey Weinstein, the chairman and founder of the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, wants that student court-martialed. Court-martialed for having a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard space. Skip Ashes, a senior counsel for the ACLJ and former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. Let's let everyone know, Skip, what a court-martial would actually mean to a cadet.
Well, a court-martial is the military form of a criminal trial. So a court-martial is a criminal trial. If the person were brought before that and found guilty, he would have a criminal conviction on his record. He would lose his right to vote. He would lose all sorts of things. So what, just for merely posting a Bible verse, Mikey Weinstein says he has violated the Constitution, which is clearly not the case, that he's violated Academy regulations, clearly not the case, because they allowed personal messages to be posted there. So with no grounds at all, just because he's offended and believes that it should not happen, he's calling for this cadet to be hauled before a court-martial to for a criminal trial, to have a criminal record for the rest of his life if convicted. This is nonsense.
I'm going to tell you this, folks, and this is serious. You got a guy that is an outside agitator threatening that the military actually formally not just censored this student, understand this, not just censored this student, but have him held in a court-martial, which Skip just told you is effectively a criminal proceeding. The crime? A Bible verse. Now, the other students are reacting, by the way, to this, and reacting significantly. And when I say that, you've got other students that are posting Bible verses from the Old Testament, New Testament. Even some of the Muslim students are posting things from the Quran in support of this Christian student. But you've got this outside agitator, and the military bowed down to Mikey Weinstein's pressure and the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation. And we think it's absolutely outrageous. So here's what we're doing about it. First, we've got national attention on it. Congress is talking about it. We're talking about it. We've got a letter that's already out to the commander, and we're going to be letting that commander know how many people are signing with us. So far, 31,458 signatures in 24 hours. Join us in this fight to stop this censoring bully. Military individual cadets being held into proceedings where they could be criminal. Sign the petition now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take action now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation of censorship, and it is unbelievable censorship. Let me get Dan Bennett in the conversation. He's, of course, out of our D.C. office, heads up our government affairs office. We're going to be joined by Randy Forbes a little bit later in the broadcast. Congress, I could tell you after talking to Randy, Congress not too happy with the Air Force, and they are going to have future hearings on this. Our voice is already being heard on this.
Yeah, they were pretty fired up in that hearing the other day, Jay. I mean, you heard in the open Randy Forbes going after the Secretary of the Air Force saying, listen, for once, it is the duty of the Air Force Academy to actually stand up for the cadets. And, you know, I think the point he was trying to make, Jay, is that, you know, a cadet is not really in a position to question the chain of command here. It's very different than like a public school setting. I mean, the chain of command is so sacred. It is not something that, you know, that cadet is in a position to question. That's why it's so critically important for both Congress and us here at the ACLJ. We have got to hold that chain of command accountable from the outside. We've got to stand with those cadets. I think Congress is going to do it through hearings. Jay, I also think if they are pushed on this, they will do it through legislation as well.
You know, I'm going to play for you the soundbite, folks, from the reporter out in Colorado that interviewed Mikey Weinstein and said that where Weinstein says that he wants the individual cadet brought up on court-martial charges. I mean, this is really serious. And let's explain to everybody before we play the bite what a court-martial would be to a cadet.
Okay, the court-martial system is the military justice system. It's under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Cadets at West Point and midshipmen at Annapolis and cadets at the Air Force Academy are members of the active duty military of the United States and are subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Court-martials is the method used. It's the court system used to punish infractions of military law and so forth. But they're all criminal trials. So once you go, and if you were to be convicted, you would have a criminal record from then on, unless it was expunged by the president, you would have a criminal record. And therefore, you would lose all the rights which you normally have from having a criminal conviction.
This is James Jarman. He is the anchor of KRDO Colorado, local news there. He interviewed the chairman of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Here's what he reported.
Earlier this week, a cadet was told to remove a Bible verse written outside his dorm room. Well, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation also says the academy messed up, but for a different reason. The foundation's leader thinks the cadet should be court-martialed.
Court-martialed. Criminal proceedings brought against a cadet because he put a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard. That's what they're asking for. But you know what? Over 31,000 of you are speaking out, and that number is growing as we speak. I want to see us get to the goal here by the end of the week is to exceed 50,000 signatures for this letter. The letter's been sent. We're going to update it. We're at 32,000 right now. I'd sure like to end today's program well over 33,000. You can help us get there at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to join in this letter. Stop censoring religious free speech of the cadets, and certainly do not let this cadet be put through a court-martial proceeding for this because Mikey Weinstein wants it to happen. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to go right to the phone. Stan, let's take Rita's call.
All right, let's go to Rita calling from Kentucky on line one. Rita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rita.
Thank you.
You're on the air.
I'm Rita Stevens. I'm from mayor of a small town in Hallsville, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, God made me mayor a few years ago. It
right.
wasn't on my bucket list, so I won as a write-in. And anyway, last year, the Freedom From Religion group attacked my articles that I put in our local newspaper and told me that I had to stop. And
why'd they attack your articles in your local paper?
Because God made me mayor, and I have to take up for him. And, you know, he's the
So you had a faith reference in the article, and that's what they're objecting to?
Yes. Well, then they let that go. God's people stood up to the plate, and they wrote the paper, and they, you know, expressed their opinion that, you know.
Right.
And the one thing I have done right that in my 3.5 years as mayor is that everybody loves my article. There's never a negative word.
So let's talk about the article for a second, Mayor. Where is the article published?
In Hallsville, Kentucky, in our local newspaper, The Clarion.
So you got an article published. I want people to understand this. So this is an article it's published in the local newspaper that is privately owned, I suspect. And you have a reference in it, faith references in it, and the ACLU is objecting to this.
Well, now, the ACLU came on board this year. They came on board
okay.
the Freedom From Religion group last summer.
Okay.
This year, I've got a letter on February the 25th from the ACLU of Kentucky saying that I cannot – we have water bills. Our water bills we publish every month. And in December, I put Jesus is the reason for the season. And then in January, I put God bless you in 2014. Well, they said that it is obvious that the inclusion of secretary messages on city water bill statements represent an impermissible endorsement of religion by the city of Hallsville.
These people need to get a life. This is okay. Now, you probably don't know this, Mayor, but believe it or not, we have an office in Kentucky. So have you responded to the letter yet?
No, our city attorney is his plate's full right now, and they have contacted our city attorney. And they requested a reply immediately for us to see.
Sure. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold right now. We're going to get you in touch with I'm going to have you actually directly in touch with let's do this. Let's put the mayor in touch with Frank Mannion or Jeff Surtees in our office there in Kentucky. We'll give you the direct number there. Let Jeff and Frank know it's coming, Will, and we'll get that taken care of for you, Mayor. So you hang on the line. We'll get the information to you, and we're going to take direct action. Folks, this is the reason why you fight back. God bless you becomes a constitutional crisis. The Freedom From Religion Foundation was going after a private newspaper posting an article because it said God bless you in it. And again, this whiteboard situation in the military is serious. Now, Than, it's got the attention of Washington, which I think is a good thing right now. Where does that lead to?
Well, we're going to hear from Congressman Forbes on this specifically, but, you know, the three things that we've been talking to them about, Jay, are, you know, we heard the first of them already in this broadcast. It was aggressive testimony, a questioning of the testimony yesterday in the hearing. The second would be engagement through written communications to the Air Force Academy, you know,
right.
asking them, demanding that they take it down. And then third, Jay, would be if it becomes necessary, they could use a legislative vehicle like the National Defense Authorization Act. That is coming up very soon. To specifically instruct the Air Force on the matter. So that option's on the table now. I think Congressman Forbes is going to get into all three of these options
yep.
when he talks to you. But we are saying that all three of them should be on the table. They should pursue them simultaneously.
Absolutely. Folks, we need your help on this, too. Over 32,000 of you have joined with us. We're going to fight back. Let's win this one for these cadets. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition going with this letter. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go. Than, who's next?
Next up is William calling from Georgia on line two. William, you're on the air.
Hi, William. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Jay. I got a crazy question to ask.
Okay.
With this military that's supporting what Mikey Weinstein does and whatnot.
Right.
A question, are they atheists themselves?
Well, I believe – now, Skip, you may help me on this. I think Mikey Weinstein is. I don't think he has any religious faith. But they have – they claim, Skip, that they represent this broad group of constituents, but you never can really find out who these people are.
Right. They Mikey claims he's what he calls a jagnostic, a Jewish agnostic. He doubts whether God exists. He's not a real fan of organized religion, but he claims that he has – about 28,000 now people have contacted him, members of all religious faiths. He says most of them are Christians from mainline denominations and so forth, but there are others who are non-believers and so forth that he represents. But he goes after Christianity with great gusto, especially believing Christians.
Let me tell you something. The late Jerry Falwell, when he passed away a few years back, Mikey Weinstein said this. Listen, this is Mikey. This is him talking himself.
The dead guy, Jerry Falwell, and I'm sorry, I'm very glad he's dead. I'm very sorry if anyone's upset about that.
Yeah, there's a nice guy. That's the kind of guy you want to invite over for dinner to have a conversation with. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. He certainly doesn't mind offending everybody else, but he's got obviously a very thin offense meter because a student cadet posts this, and he says, you know what? I believe that this student should be held in a court-martial, which, as Skip just told you, is a criminal proceeding. So I'm asking everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now to take direct action. You can do that by going to ACLJ.org or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. We're going to be joined by Congressman Forbes when we come back, but folks, everybody needs to speak out on this. Sign on to this petition. It's going to go with our letter, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We got cadets being bullied. We're going to fight back and stand up for these young men and women serving in our military at our academies. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember this also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for it, ACLJ.org. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. We'll be back with your calls again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take action now.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I thank God for my life.
Well, joining us right now is a good friend, Congressman Randy Forbes from Virginia, who has been an outspoken supporter of the rights of these cadets to engage in religious expression. And Congressman, thanks for being with us on this important issue.
Well, Jay, thank you for having us, and thanks for all you guys do to fight for our religious freedoms and liberties.
Let me start with the basics. When you got word of what was happening at the Air Force Academy with this whiteboard situation, and for our audience that's listening, the whiteboard is basically the personal whiteboard outside the cadets' dorm room, and they're allowed to put personal messages on it. When you got word of this, what was your reaction?
Well, Jay, the first thing that we do, unlike what a lot of people do across the country, is we ferret through and really get down to the facts. And the first thing that we did, Jay, was we asked the Air Force directly to respond to us to make sure we had the facts correct. And then based on these facts, we were astonished at the comments that the Air Force actually told us had happened. Because, Jay, this was a situation, the Air Force all along, as they've had these attacks on freedom, which they deny, they started out by saying that, oh, look, we're just concerned because we have some officers, some generals who are proselytizing. That's all we're trying to stop. Then they literally put gag orders on the commanders where they couldn't even talk about any kind of approved programs if they were in the chaplain's offices. And now we've got a situation where a cadet, in expressing his own personal feelings on a personal whiteboard, they're going in and making him remove that. And it kind of shows the thrust of where the Air Force is going with this.
You know, and it's interesting, the protagonist here who's really doing all this, Mikey Weinstein with the what's called the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, has never won a single case. In fact, they've never got past a motion to dismiss. But what he's acting as the great bully here, and unfortunately, the Air Force Academy is so concerned with him that they end up changing their rules to suit him, which is so bizarre that you have military leaders doing this that it's unacceptable as well.
Well, Jay, you're looking at some frightening things here, because what the Air Force is essentially saying here is that any verse in the Bible is per se inappropriate to be put up based upon, and this is their quote, leadership principles of the Air Force. And they said they were using this as a teaching moment to teach how this was inappropriate based on Air Force leadership principles. And, Jay, this is the question I posed to the secretary and to the Air Force chief. I said, I have in the speaker's office, I have on the floor of the House, I have in my office, the office of most chairman of committees on the House of Representatives, our national motto, In God We Trust. We've had people file lawsuits to try to make us take it down, and we've refused. Are you saying that based upon leadership principles that you're teaching at the Air Force Academy of the United States of America that it's inappropriate for us to put them up there? And, of course, they wouldn't respond. And then, Jay, as you know, the big question is, if a member of Congress has the constitutional right to do that, why doesn't a cadet in the United States Air Force?
Well, the reality is the cassette does have the right to do it, and Congressman Forbes is going to be with us again a little bit later in the broadcast. You're going to want to listen to the rest of this interview. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Hey, folks, we're getting a big response. I mean, we are over 32,000 signatures supporting these cadets, 32,165 to be precise. I'd sure like to, as I said, by the conclusion of this program, be at 33,000 with the re-airs tonight, or even closer to 35,000. Join us in this fight, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead, Fan, and take another call.
Right back to the phones. Luke is calling from Montana on line one. Luke, you're on the air.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Jay. Thanks a lot. I'm just wondering, what is Mikey Weinstein's position of authority? How did he get so much authority, and who put him there?
He has no authority. He is a graduate of the Air Force Academy, and Skip, he's acting as if he's the external commandant of that facility.
Oh, absolutely. He is a loud person. He's a bully. He makes himself well known. If he can't get access to the superintendent or officials there, he puts up a billboard outside the academy grounds making his argument. I mean, he is a constant thorn in the side of the superintendents at the Air Force Academy, and he is a type of person who just will not take no for an answer and doesn't go away.
Except
so
he loses in court every single time. He's never
Absolutely.
Won a court case.
That's true, but he's also won some things because the Air Force especially has rolled, and we're trying to encourage them to have these stout hearts that they talk about all the time in the Air Force, get a backbone and stand up for what's right, and don't roll when he comes and makes these complaints, which have no legal foundation whatsoever.
And that's exactly, folks, why we're fighting back again. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've received about 400 phone calls during this broadcast. Let's get that over 500. Join with me in this fight. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take Carl's call on line four, fan.
All right. Carl's calling from Florida on line four. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carl.
Thank you, Jay. Listen, yep. I would just like the congressman to ask the superintendent of the Air Force about where Obama built a $80,000 facility on the grounds there with our tax dollars, and it was for witches, warlocks, and pagans.
Well, it was $80,000 of money, taxpayer money, and it was a outdoor, what they called pagan worship center for, as you said, Wiccans. This is according to them, Wiccans, Druids, and earth worshipers. So that's where the money came from. That's what it was used for. But it is Christians that are in the crosshairs of this fight. And this was done in 2011. So the reality is, yeah, the president allowed this to take place. But I don't hear anybody speaking out for these cadets other than members of Congress and us. Now, Athan, again, put it. And by the way, folks, we'll be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. Hang in there. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls. Athan, let's quickly summarize what our congressional action is going to be here. We're not just talking about this. We're doing something about it.
There are three asks that we have for Congress, Jay. The first is that they continue to question the Air Force in public as they did. Since a cadet cannot stand up for himself, we want to stand up for them in public. The second is that they follow our lead and engage in written communication with the Air Force so that they actually have to – the Air Force has to respond to Congress, Jay. So if Congress writes them, the Air Force has to write back. And the third, if neither of those items work, Jay, we are asking that they put language in the National Defense Authorization Act so that this never happens again. That's going to be on the floor of the House, Jay, within a couple of weeks. So if this is not resolved by then, we're asking them to take legislative action.
All right, folks, we are gonna take action. And those of you on the line, hang on the line here. I'm going to get to your calls. Remember, we're on for another half hour on Sirius XM, a number of other stations. Well, if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, just go to ACLJ.org, and we're streaming it live there for you. All right, here's what we're at. 436 phone calls, a couple of thousand by email have added on. Here's what I need you to do. In the next few seconds here, folks, I want to get this over 600 phone calls, pushing 700, and I want to see us at 33,000 people on the web. So go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to have Skip let the superintendent of this school know that we've heard from almost 35,000 people if we can get you on this, folks. So we're going to get the first response to her out with how many people are standing with us today or tomorrow morning. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2555. Now remember this, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, stand with us in freedom. We've got a matching challenge campaign going on. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. Sign on this letter now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So we've got a situation at the Air Force Academy. Obviously, we're reporting on this, and we're doing something about it. We're not just talking about it. We've got a letter. Skip, we've got a letter that went off yesterday. Let's explain first. Let me give you a brief background here. So there's a personal whiteboard that these cadets have in their dorms, in front of their dorms, and they're allowed to put up personal messages. This particular student put up a Bible verse. The end result of that was he is told take it down. Why? Because the Military Freedom, a Religious Freedom Foundation, absolutely complained, and therefore they have the cadet remove it. The head of the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, Mikey Weinstein, wants that student court-martialed, which, as Skip said, is a criminal proceeding. And Skip, we've got a letter that has gone off now to the lieutenant general in charge of the superintendent of the Air Force Academy. What did we tell her?
We told her, in effect, that what Mikey Weinstein was saying was not in accordance with the law and Constitution of the United States, and the action that the Air Force Academy took actually violated the rights of the cadet in question. He had the right, based on the regulations and the Constitution, to write whatever he wanted on the personal portion of that whiteboard. He chose, freely on his own accord, to write a Bible verse. He had that right. The Air Force Academy hears from Mikey Weinstein. Just over 2 hours later, that quote is gone because this cadet was approached by the chain of command. And although they say he wasn't ordered to, when the chain of command comes down and speaks to a cadet and says, it's inappropriate for you to do this, and we have this, that, and the other, the cadet got the message. He was ordered, in effect, to take it down, and he did. But that was a violation of the part of the Air Force Academy personnel. Not Mikey Weinstein can rant and rave about what the Constitution means and says all he wants. He never wins because he gets it wrong repeatedly. Now the Air Force Academy, in response to his complaint, which was improper, takes improper action, and it's Air Force personnel that actually did the violation. And we have called on the superintendent to develop policies and procedures to make sure this does not happen again. And we have offered our assistance to help them do this so they do it properly.
You know, Skip and I wrote a book, a chapter in a book that was published by the Air Force Press on this very topic. We went to symposiums. We participated in debates. But it becomes a one-way street right now within the Air Force Academy because they're intimidated by one guy who never wins a case. We're also getting, let me tell you this, while all this is going on, of course, we're working on Pastor Saeed's case. We had UN presentations yesterday. We had our senior lawyer from our office in Kenya make the presentations at the United Nations yesterday on Saeed Abedini's behalf. We're getting a call about an update on Pastor Saeed. Let's go to Vanessa from Texas on line 5. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. So I was researching Pastor Abedini online, and I ran across the No Greater Love Project about a man who's offering to serve Pastor Abedini's sentence so Saeed can receive surgery.
Yeah.
Is this proposal affiliated with the ACLJ?
No, and a lot of people are offering, and all of these are people of goodwill, I believe. But that's not going to, the Iranian government is not going to do that. That's not what their modus operandi is. What we have to do, and I encourage college students to go to BeHeardProject.com. That's BeHeardProject.com to go ahead and you get all kinds of information about what you actually can do on campus to engage on behalf of Pastor Saeed. And a lot of it is sharing those posts on Facebook with your friends, getting it out through social media so we can continue to fight for Pastor Saeed, which we're doing, by the way. We've got a team at the UN right now. I've got a team in the region in the Middle East right now working on this. There's a lot of people of goodwill out there, Vanessa, are trying everything they can do, and I appreciate that, but that's probably not going to be what it takes. We're looking at multiple fronts right now working for Pastor Saeed's relief, and we appreciate everybody's prayers. We're taking a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So you're going to want to call. Sign on to this petition right now. That's on this military academy situation for these cadets, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. But stand up and fight right now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Fighting back for these cadets at aclj.org, 1-877-989-2255. Let's grab another call. Fan, let's go to Brian from Texas. He's been holding.
Yeah, Brian's on line 6 from Texas. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Lord bless you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for standing up for us and fighting for everything you guys do for us. Hey, guys, the question I have two of them. I'll make them real quick because I know you're trying to get calls. Hey, what are the percentages of the complaints since Obama's been in this administration for our, for the attacks on like the religious freedoms? What are the percentages? Are they up?
Well, I don't know you can't say it's necessarily up percentage wise, but the scope and nature of them, I talk about this with Randy Forbes, is much more serious and significant. You look at the HHS mandate issues. You look at the just complete disregard for religious freedom. I think, Than, if you were to ask Congress, they would say it's higher than ever. Randy Forbes said that.
Oh, yeah, I think it's higher than ever, and I think the other factor is that it only goes one direction, Jay. I mean, it's only Christians, it's only Judeo-Christian values that are really in the target. I mean, if you think about Mikey Weinstein specifically, he doesn't go around looking for places where Christians are offended to scream. He looks for places where, where it's the other way around. So it's a one-way ratchet, and I think that's been true with this administration as well.
And let me ask you, Skip, in the military situation, looking at the last few years, how do you sense it?
Oh, the attacks are up on the military. I think they've been emboldened by this administration. They're up. We're getting contacted by more chaplains who are concerned about what they're able to say and not say. The whole issue of don't ask, don't tell, and the repeal of that has just rippled through the military, trying to figure out for those who take a serious biblical stance on how to deal with this. So it's way up under this administration.
Yeah, so there you have it. All right, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's next, Dan?
Todd is calling from California on line 3. Todd, you're on the air.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, fellas. Thank you for all your hard work.
Sure.
I actually sent you some dough this week. So I'm really outraged at this Weinstein fella, man, that he can get away with actually inciting the academy to bring this kid up on charges.
You know, here's the thing, though. Getting mad at him, I understand that. I don't like the way he conducts himself either. But it's the military. It's the academy that's doing the damage here. They could ignore this guy, but they're not. To me, Todd, that's the more serious issue. You got an external bully, and the Air Force Academy is acting as if they're afraid of it. So now we're fighting back, which is how we're doing it, and that's what you have to do here. But that's the real problem. The fundamental problem is the military academy is listening to a guy that has never won a single case in a court of law. Not 1. Thanks for calling in, Todd. We're going to go back to the phones if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110.
Right back to the phones we go. David is calling from Florida on line 1. David, you're on the air.
Hi, David.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll be very brief. I just wanted to ask, has anybody brought up the concerns of if we push all of the Christians out of the military, what type of soldiers and cadets we'll be putting out on the field, and how that could have negative ramifications?
I'm gonna let Skip address that. Fan just sent in the chat that would certainly affect the readiness issue, but it also would send what a message, Skip, that would send within the military.
Absolutely. Right now, over 2/3 of the men and women in the military declare a religious belief in a Christian church. So if it got to the point where they felt it was hostile and unwelcoming and that were to have an effect, you could lose uncounted thousands of people who make valuable soldiers. And these are normally principled men and women who go in the military who feel like they have to answer to a higher authority on what they do. So it also helps the discipline within the military. And so I think it would have a catastrophic effect if this type of thing were to continue.
And I'll tell you, folks, that's why we're fighting back on this so aggressively. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to our phones.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Michelle is calling from Washington on line 4. Michelle, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for all you're doing. In the state of Washington, our Constitution states that they have to protect our conscience, and we're fighting some real battles, as you well know. And I'm trying as a citizen to be more informed, going back and reading the Constitution of the United States. And it says in the First Amendment, the exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition is part of our right. And I don't even understand why the military officials would even think about telling somebody to take something off their personal whiteboard. They wouldn't tell a Muslim to do that.
Let me tell you this. Interestingly, the Muslim students back the Christian students by posting verses from the Quran. Go ahead, Skip.
Right. They recognize that this if you start limiting freedom of Christians, you're going to limit freedom of everybody. That's the problem. But to answer the question, the Congress of the United States has the authority to make rules for the military because the military is a special society within American society. So there are some limits that are permissible. But the Supreme Court has said they are not without limit. And to the extent that you can give these rights to the men and women in uniform, you should. Only those rights that must be taken away to maintain good order and discipline are the ones that should be taken away. And beyond that, you need to give the rights to the men and women in uniform. And this certainly was one of those rights because it was a private statement on a place that the Air Force Academy had designated for private statements. So he committed no wrong in this.
Well, and the idea that if he quote the wrong would be subject to court martial, which is absurd. Listen to what Mikey Weinstein, what he talks about when he talks about Christians, number 13.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
I mean, the Christian version of the Taliban? I mean, is anybody taking airplanes and turning them into bombs from the Christian community? Are the evangelicals on the march? Are the pro-life and conservative Roman Catholics, tearing down the walls of the Air Force Academy? And this is the language he uses. It really impacts his credibility, except if you're the commandant of the Air Force Academy and you're afraid of him, because that apparently is the case. All right, let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next?
Bob is calling from Texas on line 5. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, you took the words right out of my mouth. Must be a God thing, but on a subjective level, it's obvious that the military here is reacting in fear. And I can just illustrate to them that hey, the Bible has a good answer for them. First, 2 Timothy 1:7: For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. It's what kind of message are they sending their cadets?
They called it I'm going to play this one from Congressman Forbes, number 17. Listen.
This is perhaps the most offensive. The Air Force said this was a teaching moment, that the cadets' action in putting the Bible verse on was inappropriate based upon leadership principles.
So that's the message they're sending to the cadets. It was a leadership moment, a teaching moment, a leadership principle. Don't put a Bible verse on because you're offending somebody. Let me go actually to Skip on this. That approach is so outrageous that the Academy really needs to be held accountable for. That is an outrageous approach that they've taken here.
Yes, because what they've in effect done is they've said that it is legitimate to remove that Bible verse because somebody might be offended. But the First Amendment does not protect us from being offended. It protects speech that might offend. Because if speech is not offensive and nobody disagrees with it, there's no reason to protect it. It doesn't need constitutional protection. Only speech that someone may find offensive needs protection, and some people find the Christian message offensive. Therefore, it is protected under the First Amendment. The fact that this was a teaching moment, it needs to become a teaching moment for the Academy and Academy personnel that they do not have unbridled authority to come down and squelch the free speech of members of the cadet wing at the Air Force.
You're absolutely correct. All right, Norman from California on line 2. Hi, Norman. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Say hello to John Schlitt for me.
We'll do it.
Jay, on these whiteboards, when no God things are posted on there by these students, why isn't somebody complaining about the establishment of atheism, the religion of
Because Mikey Weinstein isn't concerned about atheists promulgating their views, and evidently not concerned about the pagan worship center either. His target is Christians, evangelicals in particular, but that's who he's going after. And that's exactly the reason why we have to fight back on this and fight back aggressively, and we are doing that at ACLJ.org, and we encourage you to do it. Folks, let me encourage you a couple things. Number one, pray for our team in Geneva, working on Pastor Saeed's case. Also, our team in the Middle East region, also working on Pastor Saeed's case. That's happening right now. We also have a team in a trial in North Carolina on behalf of a Christian conservative university professor. That case is going on right now. I'm leading a team responding to the IRS most recent briefs in the targeting scandal. That's going on right now. And as I mentioned, Skip and Than are working both with Congress and with the getting in touch with the academies on the situation with the military. So we've got a lot going on right now. Busy time at the ACLJ. Join us in this fight at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can also, and let me encourage you to do this. We're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Let me encourage you to make a gift in any amount, and we get a match for it. ACLJ.org. Sign on to this letter and petition at 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, and share us and like us on Facebook to get this message out. Back with more in just a moment.
There are many among us here who fear the last but a joke. But you and
this is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Well, joining us right now is a good friend, Congressman Randy Forbes from Virginia, who has been an outspoken supporter of the rights of these cadets to engage in religious expression. And Congressman, thanks for being with us on this important issue.
Well, Jay, thank you for having us, and thanks for all you guys do to fight for our religious freedoms and liberties.
Let me start with the basics. When you got word of what was happening at the Air Force Academy with this whiteboard situation, and for our audience that's listening, the whiteboard is basically the personal whiteboard outside the cadets' dorm room, and they're allowed to put personal messages on it. When you got word of this, what was your reaction?
The first thing that we did, Jay, was we asked the Air Force directly to respond to us to make sure we had the facts correct. And then based on these facts, we were astonished at the comments that the Air Force actually told us had happened. Because, Jay, this was a situation, the Air Force all along, as they've had these attacks on freedom, which they deny, they started out by saying that, oh, look, we're just concerned because we have some officers, some generals who are proselytizing. That's all we're trying to stop. Then they literally put gag orders on the commanders where they couldn't even talk about any kind of approved programs if they were in the chaplain's offices. And now we've got a situation where a cadet, in expressing his own personal feelings on a personal whiteboard, they're going in and making him remove that. And it kind of shows the thrust of where the Air Force is going with this.
You know, and it's interesting, the protagonist here who's really doing all this, Mikey Weinstein with the what's called the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, has never won a single case. In fact, they've never got past a motion to dismiss, but what he's acting as the great bully here, and unfortunately the Air Force Academy is so concerned with him that they end up changing their rules to suit him, which is so bizarre that you have military leaders doing this, that it's and it's unacceptable as well.
Well, Jay, you're looking at some frightening things here, because what the Air Force is essentially saying here is that any verse in the Bible is per se inappropriate to be put up based upon, and this is their quote, leadership principles of the Air Force. And they said they were using this as a teaching moment to teach how this was inappropriate based on Air Force leadership principles. And, Jay, this is the question I posed to the secretary and to the Air Force chief. I said, I have in the speaker's office, I have on the floor of the House, I have in my office the office of most chairman of committees on the House of Representatives, our national motto, In God We Trust. We've had people file lawsuits to try to make us take it down, and we've refused. Are you saying that based upon leadership principles that you're teaching at the Air Force Academy of the United States of America, that it's inappropriate for us to put them up there? And, of course, they wouldn't respond. And then, Jay, as you know, the big question is, if a member of Congress has the constitutional right to do that, why doesn't a cadet in the United States Air Force?
And of course, they do have the right. And, Congressman, let me ask you this, which is what a lot of people that are listening to our broadcast are asking right now. We heard from thousands. What is the congressional role here? You've got appropriations issues. How do you get your hand around this congressionally to get this fixed?
Well, first of all, Jay, you start by the transparency of shining the light on it. If we didn't do that, you wouldn't hear very much about it across the country. The second thing is that we do it by simply pointing out to people that I don't care if you're a pastor, I don't care if you're a member of Congress, I don't care where you are around the country. If we sit back quietly and let this happen, we become just as culpable as the people that are doing it. And so we're encouraging people to reach out and send those letters, send those emails, make those calls, do all the things that you're encouraging them to do. But the next thing that I'll tell you we're going to try to do is hold hearings on the religious freedom and religious liberty attacks that we're seeing that's happening primarily in the Air Force, but across the services of the United States today.
We had Skip Ash, who's a senior counsel for the ACLJ, former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, was just with the commander of West Point. Same type of issues, not as severe, but same problems developing. And he's going to also be meeting out with the Air Force Academy. You mentioned these oversight hearings, which are type of oversight hearings on this. When you look at the situation, Congressman, as it exists right now in the military, we're getting a lot of calls from people affiliated with the military and even chaplains that they're having serious problems expressing their faith. And for chaplains, even doing their job in the military. I know you serve a district that has a heavy military presence.
Well, Jay, that's exactly the case. And here's some of the things that's just frightening to me. the Air Force chief and the secretary said this cadet had voluntarily taken this first down. But based on the responses they sent to me, they said it was the entire Air Force chain of command and the commanding officer that basically went to him and put pressure on him to take it down. Now, can you imagine if somebody had put a humanist quote, something that would be offensive to you or me as people of faith, if we saw it? Can you imagine if the chain of command and the Air Force and the commanding officer went to them and then they put it down? Would they say that was voluntary? Absolutely not. And the big problem here is the chilling effect this is having on cadets and people across the Air Force today, and nobody in the Air Force leadership is standing up for them.
So the next question, of course, and the reality is you've gotten on top of this. What is the reaction of your colleagues right now?
You know, Jay, that's a great question, because I want to just tell you, my staff didn't even want me to raise this issue. They knew the pushback we would get and all when we did it. But I said, no, this is too important. We have got to use this hearing to bring this to the attention of people across this country. I was astonished by the impact of members of the Armed Services Committee, who then, without any prodding on my part at all, just became incensed about what was happening. And you could see by almost everybody who asked questions after that, they were very, very concerned about this. And so I think these members are saying, we're really, really upset about this. We want to do something. We're sending a letter to the superintendent of the Air Force that many members are signing on to. But then many of them have come to me and said, we want to have hearings on this because this is too important for us not to get it right.
We actually have sent a letter out to the commander as well out at the Air Force Academy on this, and I will tell you that we are hearing from a lot of people. Congressman, last question here. In looking at the situation more and broader, in a broad-based approach here, how deep do you think are the attacks on religious freedom and religious liberty in America right now?
Jay, I think they're stronger than I've ever seen them. I think they're making people of faith, one, have that chilling effect. They don't know what they can say and when they can say it. But secondly, I think that they're becoming very, very afraid to speak out with their faith. And here's my big concern, Jay. As I mentioned earlier, if we go quietly into the night, if we simply hear those things, whether we hear them on your radio broadcast or hear them in my hearing or wherever, and then we walk away and do nothing, then we will wake up and our children and our grandchildren, I firmly believe, will not have the same religious freedoms and liberties that you and I were born with. And that's what we cannot allow to have happen.
You're absolutely right. And we've got a huge champion, folks, in Congressman Randy Forbes. Congressman, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.
You too. Well, you heard Congressman Forbes. It is time for the American people to speak out, and you are. We've received over 33,000 signatures on our petition, our letter that's actually going to the Military Academy to stand up for these cadets. Join us at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We want your voice heard on this. It's critical that you stand with us. Again, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge, folks, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and get the word out on this. We need to stop censoring religious free speech of military cadets by the leaders of our armed forces military academies. It's that simple. Join us in this fight. We can get to 50,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.